You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
This has to be at least 1% of the reason you left.
I think that there was a small part of me that was like, this is going to shit. None of this shit's in my control anymore.
Today we got some dumbass on our show.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Thanks for coming on the show. What was your name?
Thanks, dumbasses.
Hey, yeah. We're just a couple of dumbasses. Mm-hmm. Today we got Shane Topp. This is something that look, he was our fallback. Let's be real.
What the fuck?
I'm trying negging.
You're trying negging?
Yeah.
No. We specifically requested this man. He was really hard to book, and we flew him out.
It was
the one time slot that you had available.
Yeah, I was over there on the Reddit stories set.
Yeah.
And then you guys had to help me move from there to here.
It's actually where he lives.
Yeah, I sleep there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Once we're done recording.
Yeah, we just unplug him, and then he just...
Yeah.
Yeah, because he definitely needs a charge after how many videos he's in.
I am an animatronic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can explain how you're in. You're in like 40 videos a month.
Roughly. We had a week about a year ago where I was in 30 videos in a week. I remember that. That was crazy.
How'd you feel after that?
Tired.
Yeah?
Very tired.
Yeah. At the end of every shoot week, there's like a last video. And there's like this relief of knowing this is the last video you're shooting for the week. And also your brain is melted. Completely fried.
In some ways, it benefited me because you start to just run on autopilot at a certain point. Mm. And then like, I feel like that's when you do the best stuff, is when you're just completely mindless.
You're just like in a flow state. You don't even think about anything.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
But that's true. There are like the Friday sillies. We shoot generally like in a block. So we shoot for like a whole week. And then that'll get us for like 3 weeks of content. And there are like the you get very silly. It's like, well, it's like when you like have a sleepover and it's like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. and you start getting really giggly about everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But imagine you had a sleepover for 5 full days.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, there are specific videos where our fans clock that it was probably shot later in the day.
Yeah.
There was like a Reddit stories with Arasha and Amanda and I.
I just watched it.
It's bonkers because we've been filming since 8 a.m. We aren't thinking straight. A lot of Don't Win Mario parties are shot.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
I request for them to be shot at the end of days.
Yeah.
Because we lose our mind.
That one's so good.
Yeah. We lose it.
You're doing so many things here at Smosh, though. You're not just appearing in Smosh Pit and Smosh Games and even, you know, main channel sketches, but you got your own podcast that you and Amanda are hosting, too.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah. It's really cool. It's a different vibe. I'd never done podcasting before. And I don't think Amanda had either. So we've been really learning together, and it's been a blast.
Yeah, it's been 9 years now.
We've been doing the podcast for nine.
Sorry. Just in terms of Smosh, 9 years.
It's a trip. It flew by.
I interviewed you on I Spent a Day With, and we only talked about the first video that you, the first sketch that you shot.
Yeah.
But we have footage here of the very first time that you ever made an appearance.
Yeah.
This was Smosh Summer Games. What year was this? 2015.
2015.
This was the very first Smosh Summer Games.
And this was like my first week at Smosh.
Yes. I don't even think you had like signed your contract yet. It was just like, we're definitely going to get Shane in Smosh. We're not signed yet, but like, we should try to get him into Smosh Summer Games in some form.
Yeah.
Because this
I think
is
we're literally shooting
temple.
Like 2 weeks later or something like that, where we didn't even know if you were going to be available with us.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it was a trip, but I remember this.
All right. So we'll just show like a little clip because okay. We had you as the referee. You weren't an official cast member yet,
yeah.
And there were odd numbers because of you, and you just had to mess up our beautiful symmetry of how many people we had in the cast.
Yeah, yeah. Shame ruining everything.
That's what I do.
But we had this fun solution to making you ref.
Let's see it.
Obviously, these games need a ref, so we brought Shane in, who also would like to present the trophy. Yeah!
So this is the trophy that the winning team will get. Summer Games Champions. I think that we found it at some pawn shop.
Whoa, I like the tiki hat.
Hey,
all right, guys, so let's go to the first game.
I don't even say anything.
Yeah, you
said
nothing.
Sorry, you didn't say
a single thing.
Dude, also look at friggin' baby Courtney back there behind
you. I know.
That's insane.
Damn. It's like literally, wait, how old were you here?
I was 23 or 24 when I joined Smosh.
Damn.
Probably 23. I think I was like 23, about to turn 24. Yeah, it's a trip to look at myself. I think in some ways, I feel, but this is more of like a personal observation, I feel in some ways I look older.
Yeah.
Just in general, like how I, just my vibe and aesthetic.
Kind of, yeah.
Obviously, I look younger because I am younger, but I don't know. I had no idea who I was at this time in life.
Right.
And I remember I didn't say anything because I had no idea what the hell to do.
I'd never done
content like this before.
Yeah.
I feel like I was like so awkward introducing you too, because I was like, nobody knows who this, like, I'm saying
Shane.
And
we have Shane here.
Yeah. I probably didn't remember your last name.
Well, we didn't really know each other.
Yeah, no,
because I had auditioned and then it'd been months and then I come in and it's just like, all right, like I didn't know anyone.
Yeah.
I hardly knew anyone, really.
It's weird.
I knew Noah.
Oh, that's right, you did. Yeah, it's weird seeing where it felt like Ian and I had to do all the talking, because, like, it's funny looking at it now, thinking about how we would shoot this now, and how the way that you would present yourself would be 100% different.
Oh,
now that you're comfortable here.
You know. Oh, my God, yeah. Me just coming and just being like...
Not saying a single goddamn thing. Yeah.
All right.
With your shoes on.
But, Ian, you were still classic bowl cut Ian here.
I mean, I look at like this, I also look at this era of myself, and I was actually thinking about this like a week or two ago, and I also had the same thought of like, I strangely look older there, where I have the bowl cut, but I also have the beard, and it just looks like I'm like an old guy cosplaying as a young guy.
Yeah, I don't know if bowl cut and beard works.
I
think clean shaven if bowl cut.
I think so.
But you had bowl cut and beard for many, many years.
Yeah, you looked like shit for a long time.
I did.
Yeah, yeah.
I did.
You looked like a shitty old man.
I did.
Cosplaying as a kid.
I could say that now. I think I'm much happier with
Ian and I were both in our shitty old man.
I think so, yeah.
And I actually just legit looked younger.
Yeah.
There's no denying that.
This is you younger. This is after emo phase.
Yeah.
But before you figured out like your newer aesthetic.
I was really lost here, actually. This was my era of feeling like I needed to be broadly appealing in my looks, but yet I didn't know what that meant, and that's when I was completely lost.
It's Diet Jersey Shore here.
Yeah,
you know, like
a little
kinda, but not.
Yeah, I was very lost. One thing I do want to say is, god damn, Ian,
look at that going on.
Dude, I thought that too. I was like,
that's crazy, man.
Okay,
damn.
I'm getting a Tom Cruise booty right there.
Yeah,
straight up. Yeah. What were you doing at that time? Were you running a lot?
Probably doing a lot of hills.
Climbing
those hills, making those hills.
A lot of steps.
Pretty awesome, man.
Yeah, that's so.
Was this your beer era and it just went straight to your ass?
I wish.
Yeah?
Your beer era?
Yeah, I had a beer era, then a whiskey era, and then I had then I did tequila era.
Okay.
Now I just like, I probably just don't drink.
That's a good era.
Yeah.
I think this is your strongest era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Nice.
There's a little bit more to this clip.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah.
I love how I'm, wait. Like,
that's it.
Was that, that's not how that part was introed, though.
No.
I wasn't the very first one running.
No. That was our very, that was a video where everyone did the Baywatch run.
I remember that. No, Summer Games was very like, all right, everybody get in swimsuits, run around. I just realized, was that like a little bit of foreshadowing of Courtney Freakin' Miller?
A little bit. Yeah, does that look
like
I didn't think about it. I kind of threw, I think we threw on the wig because it was just like, ah, throw on a wig. Nobody knows who you are. Just be funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very Courtney friggin' Miller.
A little bit. Kind of subtly.
Oh, yeah, the key necklace. I remember you wore that for
I wore a key necklace a lot. My wardrobe was like two shirts,
yep,
a couple pairs of shorts. I wore flip-flops to work.
Yeah, you wore the flip-flops, like the shorts, and the beanie.
I had a beanie. And I had a green jacket that I would wear a lot.
But this is after your era where you were dyeing your hair black, right?
Yeah, so my hair was still dark when I joined Smosh, but I stopped dyeing it, and so it slowly faded to blonde over the course of, like, a few months.
It was soon after that flew you up to Sacramento, because we were shooting up there, to shoot the first sketch. And was this an idea that you had? I forget who came up with this idea.
I don't think this was my idea, but I remember thinking it was super funny, and I was very excited to film this one.
Yeah, this was our first time really introducing you as a new cast member.
The only character I did early on was just like, guy who talks like this.
Yeah.
And then also you doing a Tom Cruise impression.
Tom Cruise impression, yeah.
And then somebody then hit us up and was like, actually, we do Tom Cruise impressions and you're stealing our bit.
For my audition, I did Tom Cruise working at Chipotle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was just like, he's just very intense about the Chipotle order.
Yep.
And then when we were like, oh, we should write a Tom Cruise sketch, and it was like, well, you guys film at the house. Yeah, and so let's make him your roommate. None of the jokes are the same other than just the premise of Tom Cruise being your roommate. And this guy had done Tom Cruise is my roommate like 6 years prior.
Yeah.
Completely different vibe, completely different stuff. And then he like called us out and stuff. I don't know. I remember, but it was my first like month or so. So I was terrified. I was like, oh no. Like,
you're like, I'm already in the
controversy.
Also, your Tom Cruise is like so good. And we're like, we have to do this. Like, we have to do more of this.
Many people do the Tom Cruise eyes. Like, I don't think I do the voice that well, but most Tom Cruise impersonators have sunglasses on and they're doing that whole thing. And they do it great. Nobody does the like this thing. You know how he always looks like? He's always like this.
Mm-hmm.
That's, his eyes are always, he's got this kind of thing going on. I don't know what it is.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't see that often.
But apparently there can only be one Tom Cruise impersonator.
Apparently only one. They're like Highlanders.
Yeah. So let's take a look at this video called Hand Bomb.
Okay.
It got 10 million views.
Mm-hmm.
And it was released July 17th, 2015.
Wow.
Person, have you ever fit a sandwich in a sandwich bag?
I mean, it could take a little cramming, but I used to.
Yeah.
What? What?
Whoa. What?
You didn't do the hand explodey thing.
Yeah, that's because only douchebag bros do that.
Don't you get it? You're building up pressure in here now. If you let go, there's going to be a huge explosion.
That's not a real thing.
Yes, it is. It happened to my brother-in-law, Glenn.
You don't have a brother-in-law.
Yeah, because he blew up.
Okay, dude, I'm just gonna open my hand right
now. Stop,
dude! I forgot how, like, dumb this premise was.
It's so stupid.
I love it. See, this is my type of premise.
Yeah. Also, wait, hold on. Did you shave your...
We had just done a promotion for Smosh the Movie, and we had to dress up as old men, and we had these like prosthetic like veins and shit that were added to our hands, and we were wearing long sleeves, so I had to have my hands shaved.
That looks insane. I never noticed that.
It looks like I'm wearing a fur shirt.
Or
like
God.
Looks like I have a tattoo sleeve of hair.
That's so funny.
Yep.
Wow.
I think if you look at yours, you'll have the same. I think you, and I remember being so uncomfortable because I was like, damn, people are gonna think I just look like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, I don't. My hair is not as dark as yours, so I don't think it would have been
as
obvious.
Thick as fuck.
What are you trying to do? Get us all killed?
That looks so bad.
That looks so bad.
I never noticed that. Yeah, the fucking 24 reference.
The bomb squad deals with hand bombs. Always. These are far more common than you would think. Lost 425 people at Coachella alone. All these douchebag bros do is fist bump. So how do you defuse it then? I'm afraid I can't. If I were you, I'd make peace with my...
Did we spray your face? Or is that just natural sweat?
There's so much costume on.
Yeah.
It is a lot, and we would turn the AC off to record. Uh-huh. No, it got fucking hot.
It just looks like you're really into it, though. It looks
great. Yeah. It works, but I was exhausted.
Yeah.
I do love, and I think maybe we've already talked about it before, but the fact that we would turn the AC off...
We still do that.
Well, yeah, but there came a point when, like... I think we got a different sound guy, and we're like, oh, we gotta turn the AC off. And he's like, no, we don't.
He's like, it's not that big of a deal.
Huh? And he's like, yeah, we'll just get like room tone. and then it'll be fine. Dude, we suffered for years.
And like, it was fine. Like,
Sacramento summers.
No, because it's July 17th in Sacramento.
Yeah, it was probably like 105 degrees.
I'm in full fucking Hurt Locker outfit.
Yeah.
And it is brutal.
It's definitely like, easily 90 degrees with zero wind and because you're inside a house.
This is before, you know, modern lighting, which is all now LED.
Oh, yeah. Right. This is tungsten
light.
We're recording with film.
Yeah.
they're sitting there recording this sketch.
Yeah, that guy's just dripping sweat.
But this was also like my first week, so I'm not going to complain. So like, if they're like, hey, man, you doing all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm totally fine. Like, I'm dying, though.
Yeah, they made you do worse stuff on So Random.
Actually, yes.
Did they?
The Jack Sparrow outfit was a much hotter, worse experience.
Mm.
Very similar. It's strangely like a thing that you run into a lot as an actor of just being in a very hot outfit that you have to perform in. You know, you worked at Chuck E. Cheese.
It's true, actually. Yeah, yeah. But at least you didn't have to wear somebody else's sweat.
That's true.
That's true.
Because that was...
Well, we don't know where we got that bomb suit from.
That's true.
Yeah, he's probably dead.
Yeah, a guy died using a bomb in that, and we
Guy
recovered
Pierce
it.
Did.
Yep, yeah. Guy Pierce. We
That's a Hurt Locker
it.
Reference for people, just so they know.
Yep. Anyway.
Guy got pierced by shrapnel. Anyway.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Damn.
Bears, you're gonna die. Snap, crackle, boom!
That really feels Tom Cruise code.
That was.
Yeah, I got you. No, but seriously. You're gonna die.
You just leave.
I remember this.
You're probably wondering why I walk like this. To be on the bomb squad, you gotta have huge friggin' balls. I guess I better call in all my friends and say goodbye. Wait, why am I here? I wanted to say goodbye to all of my friends.
I have not seen this in so long.
Neither have I.
We just met like 5 minutes ago. Yes, and you're all here. Come on, man. We've shared so many great memories.
Oh yeah. And it shows a flashback to, like 10 seconds ago,
Yeah.
Before copyright infringement.
Yeah.
Will you remember?
We'll probably have to blur, like,
Your singing's not that good. The copyright is not going to think that's actually...
They're not going to clock it.
I don't know. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Just saying.
Why am I here?
That's part of the memory.
So good.
You know, there is one way I can defuse that bad boy. But it has a high probability of blowing us all sky high. But since you're my best friend, I'll do it.
Whoa, no, I'm his best friend.
What? No, that's funny. But seriously, best friend, I will do this for you.
Oh, yeah, 25 seconds to live.
Hold still. This is a very delicate procedure.
The sweat looks so good. Looks like we sprayed you down.
Yeah.
They probably did at this point.
Yeah. Oh, I kind of think it's just real.
You did it! Wait! You opened the wrong hand! Guys,
open.
I don't know how much longer I can hold it! We need to find like a bucket of sand to put it in to contain the explosion!
Like this?
What? No, that's gross!
Well, you're gonna lose your hand and probably kill us all!
Yeah, but it's dirty, there's cat in it.
There's no time to clean it out, to stick your hand in
this
here!
This whole time we've been arguing, you could have taken the cat
shit! You've been wasting too much time!
Holy fuck, I forgot we rigged that with actual explosive thing.
I just saved my best friend's life. I'm probably losing a lot of blood right now. Pound it, bros.
What?
Oh, God.
What were those names?
I don't know, man.
Directed by Gooby Butt Munch? Written by
Smacky Mouth
Sounds?
Really,
Golden Era, right?
Golden
there,
Era.
Is there another one?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, interesting.
Smacky Mouth Sounds.
Smack Gooby Butt Munch.
Hey guys, we just want to make this quick video to introduce you guys formally to Courtney.
Oh, wow.
And Shane.
Wow.
You may have seen Courtney in these videos.
Max Wong's dong.
And you may have seen Shane in these videos.
Don't be a f***ing dick.
Good one, Trent.
Oh, man. And you may have seen Shane in this.
Oh, it came up.
That was a clip from an unnamed TV show that we will not mention, and really
that he was in from my past. Yeah.
Let's not talk about it.
Shane and Courtney have been helping us out with the Every Blank Evers,
along with Keith, Noah, and Olivia.
This audio is so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So welcome to the Smosh fam, guys.
We love them. See, you guys love them, and they have some very incriminating blackmail on us.
Yeah,
we do. So,
Olivia.
We also have the incriminating blackmail on Shane because of this.
Oh! Why am I still touching you guys after that?
I need somewhere to hold. See you guys next time.
Nice to meet you.
Follow them on all the stuff.
All their stuff is below.
All the things.
All their stuff.
Noah and I are just going to go.
And I'm just going to flash this.
Oh! I'm sorry about that.
Yes, you should be.
Wow.
Yeah. Too bad after that we recorded that. Courtney and I never spoke again.
Yeah. No, that was crazy. Yeah.
Didn't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
No, yeah. That was crazy. I forgot that Courtney and I were introduced at the exact same time.
I didn't know that.
I thought that was kind of like introducing all the cast. I forgot that Courtney and I joined a little later. So.
Yeah, it's so wild.
So weird. Super weird.
Wow. Is that weird to see you both like that?
It's definitely strange. No, like seeing footage of myself from this era, I was like, who is this guy?
Because do you feel like you're almost not looking at yourself?
Yeah, that era feels different. I was going through it a little bit at that time in my life where I just didn't know my identity and stuff. Like, it wasn't until, I want to say, like 2017, 2018, where I started to feel like I blossomed into who I am here at Smosh.
Yeah, I feel
and
like...
And in life in general, but...
I feel like I saw that from the outside because I had left in 2017, and I feel like you really started to come into your own.
Yeah.
So you're taking credit for...
Anthony left so that I could blossom.
Yes,
and
yes.
Came back I, once that was
yes,
clean.
I'm taking the credit as me no longer being there to interfere allowed you to fully be yourself.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Really, I'm taking credit for being what held you back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, don't worry. I still had no idea for a good while after you left. No, it's weird. It's definitely weird. Our vibes are so different.
Vibes are very
all of
different.
Us.
All of our vibes are so different.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't even say, like, some of us, like, Keith looks exactly the same, but like just, and Keith's vibe was good there too, but still.
I just feel like we're all more confident in ourselves.
Totally.
Like we all know our identity more, which is strange.
For
and,
sure.
And Noah, I don't even know if Noah is 18 at this point.
I think he's still 17 there.
He was 18.
He turned 18 within like 3 months.
I think he booked, like, you guys hired him when he was 17, but I think he came on once he was 18.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Friggin' trippy, man.
That's really trippy.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you see the little rig.
Looks like you waited too long, because now that video changed to Smosh Summer Games, so click the video.
Wow, we're promoting
remember when we
so
had to record
things.
That shit?
End card? Yeah.
It was, bro, the amount of times we're in there doing those, like, hey, make sure to, like, watch this over here. Yeah. And then also getting into the recording booth every week and being like, every Costco ever.
Oh, yeah.
Costco ever. Mm-hmm. Every Costco ever.
Yep. And we're going to see a lot of that here with the cringiest video that you believe we've ever made.
I have a reason for why I pitch this as the cringiest.
Every bird ever.
Okay, I haven't watched this in a minute.
Yeah, I haven't either. Was I even here still?
No,
you were gone.
Oh, good.
There's a window here. Didn't see the window. I'm good. All good.
I think I might have been here still. That's in Sacramento.
Still a window
here.
No,
you were gone.
Still window. My bad. I'm sorry.
Maybe not.
Read your book. Ah, my hollow bones.
Every bird ever.
That's what you're talking about.
Oh, dude, I saw that new movie with Channing Tatum.
Who?
Channing Tatum, you know.
Why did we go so
Mike?
Hard in the costume?
He was in 21 Jump Street. Channing Tatum. He's like the sexiest guy in Hollywood.
I'm just playing with you. I love Channing Tatum. It was great in Thor.
Many Chris feathers.
Who?
Every bird ever.
Come on, Barbara, look at Trisha. Oh my God! I love that necklace. Right, it's gorgeous.
Help me! I'm dying.
I love the new look. I am so jealous. For real, that necklace is to die for.
Okay.
Get out of the
way! Oh, you're not a bird.
Go, fly!
Finally not a bird.
And look at me.
Finally not a bird.
Go, fly!
Walking like a human.
If I wasn't a member of PETA, I would run you over.
Not this is a recurring character I did.
Angry guy?
Oh, angry guy in a car?
No, so there was a name for this character, and his name was Vegan Gordon.
Oh, Vegan Gordon, yeah.
It was a character that our head writer loved. I enjoyed playing it, too, but nobody ever knew his name. It was just that we just knew that his name was Vegan Gordon, and he just yelled and was really upset all the time.
Is his first name Vegan? Last name Gordon?
No, he's Gordon, but he's Vegan Gordon.
Okay, got it.
I guess this is the era where we were filming Every Blank Evers, but you guys weren't in them that often. So yeah. you were.
I think
still
I was
here.
Still part of Smosh here, because yeah. This is definitely Sacramento. You could.
But I don't think we had any part in writing.
Unfortunately, I have to admit, like, the cast did. We did have a part in this, and I have to take full ownership. I pitched Every Bird.
And I not only
did I pitch it, I was like, for months, I was like, guys, Every Bird Ever, probably be killer. And I'm me, flip-flops, shorts, button-up shirt with a tank top underneath, being like, guys, telling you, we need to do Every Bird Ever. Now, to be fair, once we started to write it out, I was like, you know what? I don't know if Every Bird Ever is going to work like I thought it would.
Were you imagining these costumes like this when you were writing it?
No, and to be honest, I don't know what I pictured for the costumes. Yeah. This is what it is. This joke was kind of more along the lines of what I was thinking of, like, interacting with birds and how stupid they are all the time.
Yeah.
But after this joke, it's like, oh, we need to come up with like 10 more jokes. And it was like, ah.
Was this the first joke that was written, you think?
This was probably one of the first jokes that I thought of. But then it was like, we need to write more.
It's relatable.
Jokes.
This is a relatable
this
joke.
This is something that actually happens.
Yeah.
All the others are just kind of like weird.
Yeah. It's definitely like one of those sketches where like there's a couple jokes in here that I could tell like, they're inspired. And then there's like other ones where it's like, fuck, okay, like birds, they go who? Birds go who?
Oh, okay, we'll go with something there.
Make a joke about birds saying
we gotta hit 8 minutes. So we gotta come up with some jokes.
And it's like, I think this is kind of like a classic example of like, maybe not fully communicating with the art department, because like, art department will just go hard.
Oh yeah.
Unless you tell them to like, be like, okay, actually like, we want to go like minimal, art department's just gonna go hard.
They're gonna do the thing.
Yeah.
And they were.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
Very impressive with it, but yeah.
Even like the feet, which this is the only shot for like probably like 2 seconds.
You don't see him otherwise.
Yeah, and that's like full on like bird foot.
I feel like he's riding on the creepy territory of like cats.
Yeah, well, yeah. We did also do every cat ever and every dog ever.
That's true. I remember being in.
We had already done those.
Yeah, so
that's why every bird ever didn't feel like that crazy.
Right. Yeah,
because I was like, we've already done other animals, so like birds are kind of silly.
Yeah.
I feel like there's something there.
It's funny. This bit's funny. Vegan Gordon. I forgot about Vegan
Gordon. Vegan Gordon.
7 million views, this video. And it was uploaded October 2016, so I was still part of
Smart. Yeah, 7 million after...
As far as, like, Every Blank Evers go, it's on the lower side.
It's on the lower side. No, it's unfortunately... There are several criteria for what, to me, makes, like, a bad video from us.
Do you have that criteria?
I know the criteria.
Yeah, tell me.
Obviously, if it gets low views, if it's compared to our other content.
Sure, sure.
It doesn't perform super well. It's like, all right, shit, people didn't receive it. People weren't interested in it.
Uh-huh.
But then there's also, if we think it's funny...
Mm-hmm.
Do we think it's funny? Because there's been stuff I've made over the years we've made where it doesn't perform well, but we loved it. And so it's kind of a success because we're like, we had a blast doing it. And that goes into the third, which is how agonizing is it to shoot?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a super easy shoot and it doesn't do well, it's like, whatever. That was like, we shot for an hour. Mm-hmm. Nobody liked it. Who gives a shit?
This was definitely a full
day
shoot.
This was grueling.
Yeah.
Because we're wearing those costumes once again in the Sacramento.
And you're constantly swapping.
Oh, yeah. No, it was rough. Everyone was really, really exhausted from this. So it hit all three. It was, we didn't think it was funny. We were exhausted and nobody else thought it was funny. So it was like, damn. All right, three strikes.
Yeah, this is the
But I think we, I also think we did as best we could with a garbage pitch, which was mine. So I take full ownership of it. I fully believed in Every Bird Ever, and it did not take off.
Let's go this way, maybe. Oh, no. Let's go this way.
Pigeons do that,
though.
Why do they
call them bald eagles?
You need to acknowledge that.
999, 1,000. Ready or not, here I come. This game isn't fun. I can clearly see you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
That's impossible.
What the hell?
I am clearly underground.
Because they bury their
Quote
heads.
The raven. Nevermore.
Yeah.
It's true.
Ooh, what's up, ladies?
Oh, my God. Another outfit?
I argue this one's funny.
God, you're cute. That's a blue bird.
Oh. Why, hello, lady.
These outfits are crazy. They were made specifically for this?
Side, losers. The peacock. Has arrived.
Wow.
Ladies.
What the hell? Was this all custom fabricated?
I think so.
I mean, yeah, it would have been.
This is insane.
Yeah. This one's funny. I think this one's funny.
Goddamn bird on the
Oh my God. That legit scared me.
Well, there goes my vegan card.
That shocked me. I wasn't expecting that.
He's so beautiful. Wait, what? He just took my baby.
Keith's vlog is good.
Okay, that's good. Okay, that was good.
I'm a free woman.
Oh.
Hey, girl, I ain't got no kids. Let's hit up the club.
Okay. Oh!
Never mind, girl. I'm a mom again. Got responsibilities and stuff.
Flippy bird ever.
Okay, I was kind of into that one.
Wow!
What the fuck?
So
okay,
much.
Filming this was awful.
What is
we were rigged up. Brennan probably remembers this shit.
Wait, you can see the.
Brennan's like, oh yeah.
You can see the rigging on your back.
The rigging
they're
was,
all like.
We didn't have actual rigs. We were like, it was like very much like a contraption. So we are using core strength to like maintain.
It would just be easier to just like
lay on.
Sit on.
That's what I thought we were gonna do, but no, we had these crazy rigs.
What the fuck?
It was awful.
How did they rig that?
I forget. It was not an actual rig, so I'm sitting. You're sitting there trying to hold yourself up like friggin' Cirque du Soleil style while delivering garbage lines.
I gotta.
This is crazy.
This is absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's
Flippy Bird
painful.
Ever.
What the hell?
Flying is so much fun. I love it.
It's the best way to get around. I can go on vacation anytime I want.
Yeah, you seem like you're straining.
I'm miserable.
You seem like you're straining.
Yeah, it's really great.
I feel so relaxed up here.
Saying you're relaxed while you're in this pose?
Yeah.
I'm so free.
Ugh, can you imagine being one of those flightless birds?
Okay, Noah's looks really good though.
I know.
Because he's like,
well, he weighs
the
you can tell he's like actually like hanging.
Meanwhile, yeah. I look at the back of my costume.
You are so not comfortable.
Look at the back of my costume, friggin' pulling.
Yeah.
I am struggling.
Yours definitely looks the worst. Noah's, if I was watching this, I'd be like, how the fuck did they film that?
Awful life. Hey, I know I'm just a penguin and I can't fly, but I can still hear and feel.
This custom eyelashes.
It's a lot
only,
of shit.
But only on the women did they put.
Oh yeah.
Giant feathery custom eyelashes on, which is like.
This had a budget of $50,000.
My feelings. Oh poop.
Yeah, remember
that.
There we go.
I remember that.
Entire custom rig was essentially built to just shit on a penguin.
Yeah. No, unfortunately, it is a massive piece of dog shit.
I remember the physical feeling I had right after this clip.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything else, but.
Same.
But you remember how they, what is that? Is like the Maya Angelou quote or something that's like, you'll always remember how people make you feel or something like that.
Yeah.
I always remember how this video made me feel that right after she gets shit on, I'm just like.
Are you feeling it right now a little bit?
No, because I mean like we're in a better place.
I have to think, and maybe you don't recall, but this has to be at least 1% of the reason you left.
Honestly, though,
you had to have seen this.
Honestly,
like, what has become?
Okay,
of this?
I'm really thinking back, and now that I think of it, I think that there was a small part of me that was like, "This is going to shit. None of this shit's in my control anymore."
A little bit,
yeah.
Yeah,
you know, because Ian and I were not part of this production.
No.
We were not part of the writing.
Not for this one.
And I remember seeing the final, because we were doing all this Smosh movie stuff and all this other stuff.
Yeah, you guys were busy.
And we shot the second movie, Ghostmates, this year. But I remember seeing this fully edited, and I was like, oh.
No, I remember being like, this is a bummer. This is a bummer.
Yeah. And the worst part,
bummer.
It's not just a bummer because it's like bad or whatever. It's a bummer because so much time, energy, thought, writing, costumes.
Yeah. So much
like,
effort.
There
went
was
into
so
it.
Much yeah. effort. It was like A+ effort for this.
Yeah. What's weird about Every Blink Ever is that I feel like the first 2 years we did it, they were, I look back and I'm like, they weren't that funny to me. And then I feel like we suddenly hit a stride with them. Like we started to because then you get like a year or so after this when we started to hit up like fast food chains and stuff like that.
It's like actually relatable
stuff.
Trying
to get the right IPs, and then we just started taking off with them. And I watched those ones, I'm like, these are hilarious.
Yeah, because initially when we started this series, it was all like, every Vine ever, every Instagram post ever. Yeah. And then we got really into the weird territory where it's every dog ever.
We did every dog ever, like, very early on.
Yeah.
It was great. And the fact that we did every bird ever before we did, like, every subway ever.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Yeah, because I think we had a different idea of, like, what relatable meant.
Yeah.
Where it was like, oh, everyone has a dog.
Yeah.
But, like, we didn't think about the fact that, like, oh, everyone's been to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has a McDonald's experience.
Yeah.
And that was actually more relatable than fucking birds.
Also, like, as like, an adult watching videos on YouTube, like, this seems so, like, it's like actual Disney Channel stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, well, it's a little bit, it doesn't know who it's appealing.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's a little bit too edgy for that audience, but a little bit too childish for the audience at the same time.
And to be fair, at Defy, it was this constant battle where we were fighting, where I feel like the corporate side wanted us to skew younger.
Yeah.
And we all did not want to do that. Mm. So what we kind of ended up with was often like
this
strange identity thing.
Mishmash of young content with weirdly edgy jokes that didn't.
Exactly.
We have your favorite sketch. This one was made August 2nd, 2017. So I think it might have been one of the first videos
this
that
was
shot right after I left.
Yeah, this was like, what are we doing on this channel?
Yeah, well, because I think for me, like, the goal was like, okay, like, we need to, like, shine a light on, like,
the rest of
everyone being, like, behind it and stuff. So it was like,
I think that was the right move. Yeah, this video got 10 million views. It was shot, like, within weeks after I left Smosh. So I feel like you guys were really in this place of wanting to reestablish what your identity was, and you're kind of having to hit the drawing board to figure out what that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, like, how can we have, like, believable sketch comedy with, like, the resources that we have, which was, like, we're shooting in an office. So it was like, okay, so, like, what if we were to, like, do more comedy around like us as people that we are. Like how you and me would be like heightened versions of ourselves in the house. How could we be like heightened versions of ourselves at the office?
Like a workplace comedy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is because we did a lot of like office style sketches later on. Yeah. But this was kind of like the first iteration of it.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was a very accurate portrayal or like a heightened version of all of us. And but it did show a little bit of what life at that office was like.
Yeah.
Which is very strange. I want to say Keith helped write this sketch. But it's a very funny sketch. I did not take any part in writing it. I had a great time performing in it.
Yeah. This one is called Our Coffee Machine is Racist.
Great. It's broken.
Let me try.
Yep.
That's Olivia's Olivia.
Unhinged
That's
era,
Olivia.
Which is now as well, always her era.
See? Excuse me, sir.
Oh, hey, Courtney.
Shh. I'm saving my personality for camera. I'm about to shoot a vlog.
That's good. That's good.
Wait. Is that cup empty?
Yes, sir.
Oh my God. The coffee machine is racist! Against white people!
Noah would do this.
He would actually do this. Noah, this is real.
I need your help.
Yeah, totally, man. Okay, so we're gonna need twice as much weight as we think because when the human body dies, it bloats and then it floats in water. And
No. I think the coffee machine is racist! Oh. Against white people!
Probably is.
Well, can you make a cup of coffee to test it out?
No, I don't drink coffee because caffeine's a drug.
I don't need you to drink it. I just, you know, I need you to like go and press the buttons and
see. Caffeine is a drug!
Don't you smoke a bunch of weed? Can you go get me coffee?
I feel like you improvised that.
I think I did.
You don't understand. It's because you're black.
Excuse me?
I can't get coffee because I'm white, so I need you. A black person to go get coffee for
you. You know what? It's too early for this.
You, a black
racism is ruining my day!
Coffee machine worked just fine for me. Oh. Well, it was simple, really. All I had to do was make the selection, and the machine brewed me a nice hot cup of Colombian gold.
You're telling me the coffee machine brews gold?
What? Noah, are you high?
Can you make me another cup of coffee?
Yes, I can.
While I watch.
Yes, I perform better with an audience. Now, if you'll notice, I hit coffee drinks, Colombian, small, regular, go. Oh.
Wait, but if the coffee machine is racist against white people, and it got Ian to brew him coffee, then that means Ian, you're black.
Ian is black.
Forgot about the chant.
It's so insane,
Ian
dude.
Ian is black.
What?
Ian is black. Ian is black.
I love how this is just occurring in the Defy office,
yeah.
Like other people working.
Is this what it looked like when Defy announced that they were shutting down out of the blue?
Actually, 5% of it.
Yeah.
No, that office was an absolute shit show on that day.
Mm-hmm.
That is, to this day, one of the craziest days of my life.
I can't believe that shit happened.
No, that office was...
trash.
It was Fallout. You know the show Fallout?
Yeah.
It looks like that.
Well, actually, not far off.
Are you willing to admit if you partook in trashing?
I did not really partake in trashing too much, but I was definitely there enjoying the show.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, no.
So you were watching the fireworks.
We've talked about this before, but I heard the news. I was at home, and I heard the news that it's like, everyone's fired.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's fired. And I was like, fuck. I go to the grocery store, I get a six-pack of beer, and I drive straight there.
Nice.
And I, like, walked in on just, like... chaos. There was already writing on the walls. People were like, shit was like turned over. People were taking stuff. Like, it was frankly awesome. frankly sick as hell.
And the funny thing is when Rhett and Link bought Smosh, I went back into that office to like recover some of the stuff.
Yeah.
And it was exactly as everyone had left it.
It was still trash?
Just turned upside down.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was just fucked.
It was insane.
Was there actual writing on the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, people were on
the wall. Writing on the wall.
Like spray paint or like?
Like permanent marker, yeah. Probably. There were probably holes in the wall. There's probably all sorts of crazy
That's
shit.
That's insane.
It was truly nuts. I mean, I've just never witnessed that many people get fired at once.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out the company no longer exists.
The leadership team was not there at
all? And they ghosted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They fully actually ghosted. I remember walking out of the bathroom, or I was walking into the bathroom, and one of the like CEOs who had just, this was like kind of in the pre-stages when they're announcing like all this stuff, and he walks out and I kind of come face to face with him, and he just gives me a look and he just goes, and then walks past me. And I was like, you can't even just be like, hey, sorry, man. Sorry about all this. Like, you can't do
that. There's nothing.
It was, no, they kind of deserved it. But also, I don't know if they even gave a shit.
I don't think they even had to deal with
it. I think this was all gone. No, they hadn't even been paying the rent on the space.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Nuts.
I'm kind of glad I wasn't there, but I wish I would have seen it.
Oh, dude.
I wish I would have
seen it. Wild.
So this was foreshadowing for what was about to come.
People. Do you know how hard it is to be a white man in America?
Yo, you gotta dial it down, Shane.
No, I don't, Keith. It's hard being white. For instance, I can't have spicy food. Even though Pepsi does help with the heartburn. Oh, how about this? The other day, I was pulled over by a cop for no apparent reason other than my registration was expired, and he helped renew it for me, which was very nice of him. What else? Politics. No, my salary? No. Oh, acting jobs.
Definitely not. Definitely no. I'm straight crushing it.
Oh, the coffee machine! The coffee machine is 100% racist! Against white people!
Are you sure you're doing it right?
Of course I'm doing it right, Olivia. I'm a white man!
That line is insane.
Espresso, small, strong, cancel, duh!
You're supposed to press go, not cancel.
They're not the same?
What?
Well, what about Courtney? You wouldn't give her coffee?
I don't want coffee. I like empty cups. There's a hopefulness to an empty cup. You can put anything in. God bless.
Oh. Well then. I guess we're good.
I'd appreciate it if we didn't tell anybody else about this.
I already called HR.
I completely understand.
Okay.
Coffee, espresso, small, strong, go.
Yes.
Yep.
The coffee tastes good. Like shit, just so you know.
Yeah.
It's really bad coffee.
I feel like I can just taste the burnt.
Yeah.
Well, they definitely didn't clean it.
No. Probably. No, not at all.
Yeah, there's a moment where they had a keg in that kitchen.
Oh.
And you could just pour beer at work.
I do not recall that.
What? For real?
Yeah.
I do know some of the higher ups had just tons of alcohol in there that were like half empty, and you're like, you've been drinking a lot of this.
I don't know what else they were doing.
Yeah.
This was a really fun sketch, though. I definitely submitted a few sketches that I loved, but this one was really like a blast to film.
That one was great.
I think it's like arguably one of the best of like our office style sketches over all the years, because it took real things and it heightened it and was shot really well.
That was really good. I feel like I never fully watched this because I was still too hurt about the Smosh stuff at the time, so I didn't fully watch it. I think it was my first time watching the full thing, and that was very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
Good stuff. Yeah, it did really well.
Crazy, right?
I remember it doing really well at the time we released it, when we were like, oh, snap, this is awesome.
Yeah.
To be fair, like calling a titling a video like our coffee machine is racist.
Yeah,
you got like
it was like you and Keith and the coffee like said fuck you.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
like in the foam.
It was some good marketing.
It was good
for sure.
That was good. Which brings us to our segment that we like to call. Are you happy? Are you happy?
Are you happy?
Guys,
are you happy?
Of course I'm happy. I'm fucking married!
Yeah!
Oh!
What?
Wait, yeah. is that all it takes to be happy?
Is that how you be happy in life?
No.
I've spoken to plenty of married people that are not happy.
Yeah. No, I'm very happy. I think this is a time, because as we were just talking about, like, the Defy office getting slaughtered.
Yeah.
Smosh has been through very unhappy times and happy times.
Sure.
It has been a roller coaster because you leaving was a weird time. And it was just like weird. And it was like, is this going to be around? And then it's like, oh, we've figured it out. And then like the Defy shutdown, you go, okay, like I guess this isn't going to work out. And then you Mythical buys, it's like, hell yeah. And then the pandemic happens and you're like, how do we make content in this era?
Yeah.
Oh shit. And then you come back and it's like, oh, hell yeah.
Mm.
But this has been the longest stretch, I feel like, of us like crushing it.
Yeah.
I think it's been like, it's going to come to a year now of like every month we're like, wow, this is awesome.
Yeah. It's really cool to see how Smosh has been kind of like in the news, or there's been a lot of excitement about Smosh with the announcement of us buying it back, which is a really positive thing, and then you and Courtney, which is obviously a very positive thing, and it's
Amanda
been cool.
Not knowing Harambe, like
very
like
positive thing.
Every month we have something.
Yeah, but I feel like it's cool to see that people are getting so hyped and excited about these pieces of news that are just so positive.
Yeah,
I feel like the internet for so many years has felt like it's been about the negativity. So it's cool. It's really cool.
Well, it's also crazy to look back on a lot of our content, and so much of our stuff over the years was like pretty rough to film. Like, you know, we were very like punishment heavy for a long time.
Yeah,
like,
all the Smosh
all of our content had to have like all sorts of like things that was kind of grueling to get through. And nowadays, our content is so chill compared to then.
Yeah.
And yet I think we're doing better than ever. And it's really awesome.
It's about having fun now.
I think we're having the most fun in our videos.
Yes.
Like, we are actually having a great time. And I can't say that's the case for our content over all the years.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, absolutely.
So Every Bird Ever 2 coming soon?
Actually, it would be really funny if we did that.
That would be funny.
I think it'd actually be really funny. I would approve. I'm going to start working on Every Bird Ever 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of getting to work on some stuff. Do we have a gift for Shane? I think we have a gift for Shane.
Oh, we have a gift for Shane.
We got a gift for you.
It's a dead bird.
Maybe.
A dead bird.
Alex is bringing it out for us right now, and it requires his ultimate strength, because this is a large gift that we have for you here.
Wow.
How much do you think that weighs, Alex? 1,000 pounds, maybe?
About.
It's a small child.
Oh my god.
Do you have any idea what this might be?
No!
Wait, give us some guesses. Give us some guesses for what you think.
Is it a little mini jet ski?
I was gonna guess it's like a small child sarcophagus.
There's a tube here. I'm hoping not for oxygen.
I think it's for the child to breathe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should I open it?
I'm wondering if we should give you any hints beforehand. What do you think? No?
No, I'm just going raw.
I think you'll be very excited for this. Tell us when you know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, reveal it to the audience, too, this time.
Okay. Wait.
Do you have any idea what this is?
No. Oh, shit! This is actually sick as hell! This is to help do the split!
Yeah!
So, Shane, you've been talking about how you want
about
to
it
do
for
the split
years.
For years.
So I need something like this because it's a battle that I fight every day.
Yes.
Well, why don't you maybe you could test it out?
Oh God!
Will your pants allow?
I'm wearing jeans, so. But you know what? Let's give it a little.
Let's at least do a quick.
Let's
demo.
Do a little bit.
A little demo.
Even if you don't go full force.
It's got like fucking office chair wheels.
Okay. I love willingly put. Damn, my thighs are too freaking. Hold on. So, okay. All right. Okay.
Oh,
we have liftoff.
Okay.
Oh, this is awesome. Oh my God. Nice. This feels great.
Yeah. Now you can like fuck. You can chill and watch TV. You know. While you're stretching it out.
Being caught by the Spanish Inquisition probably wasn't that bad. You think about it. This is awesome. I'm watching Family Guy. This is so funny. Dude, I'm legitimately going to just sit at my desk every day. And
you
just...
should.
All right.
Oh, this is great.
You ready for your pap smear?
Yeah. All right, give it to me straight.
So what's the timeline for the splits looking like now?
With this? Give me a few months.
Okay.
All right. I'll sit here and do this every day.
Yeah.
I mean, I need stuff like this because now I can just be on my phone.
Literally.
Exactly.
I'm gonna be like Jean-Claude Van Damme in no time.
That's right. Oh. Now you can just dissociate from reality while making progress toward your goals.
That's right.
You have to come back down.
This is so funny.
Oh, wow. Hell yeah.
Well, Shane, thank you so much for coming on. I hope you enjoy your gift. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And here's the many more years of this.
And thanks, happiness.
Guys.
Look
and
at
happiness.
This pure bliss on this man's face.
Look at this
blissful
he
man.
He can't deny it. He can't deny it. He's having the time of his life. Well, that's it for this episode. If you haven't seen the one we did with Courtney, go and watch that.
That's a fun one, too.
Or go watch another video on this channel.
Yeah.
Love you so much. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.